Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Well, every day, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, and we're live here, Dimitri, live and dangerously local. After the 8 o'clock news, we reach out to this legendary Valley OTR truck driver. His name is Mr. Big Willie. We don't know if the radio station was named after him or if he was named after the radio station, but either way, it works really well. And he always talks to us from his luxurious state-of-the-art cab, Freightliner Cascadia 125. So, Mr. Big Willie, good morning. Welcome back, sir. How are you today?
Good morning, Dimitri. I'm good. Just fueling up.
You're fueling up. Hello? That's it. Well, that's it for Mr. Big Willie today. Where is he? He's gone now. Can you hear me? Well, I guess we've lost him. Okay, here's hopefully this is him. Big Willie 105.5. Yeah. We lost you.
Yeah, I didn't do that. I don't know what happened.
I didn't touch a thing, and everything works fine here. So
exactly. I know everything's new up there now
and perfect.
Hey guys,
yes,
yeah. Hey, no, I'm over here fueling up by Ritchie Brothers in Columbus at South Vienna, and headed to Mansfield. Just dropped off in Dayton. And there's some electrical conduit and stuff on here. But, hey, I never did hear what you was finishing up talking about that unique person.
Oh, she wrote this, actually broke the story. this post, she was responding to a Pray for Charlie meme, Charlie Kirk. It was, you know, a very touching thing, and her response was this. Unique Robinson Murphy. This is part of the Ohio County schools with the terrible proficiency scores for reading, math, and science. Here's what she writes. Didn't Charlie say something about the school shootings being essentially, quote, worth the risk, end quote, to keep the Second Amendment? Question mark, question mark. Sounds like Charlie is now a consequence of the actions he supports, dot, dot, dot. Bye! She doesn't say bye. She goes, bye. That's Unique Robinson Murphy. And the school district, apparently there was another person as well, a bus driver, Nolan. They are supposedly suspended, but the stories don't say with pay or without pay. So that says to me, with pay. So essentially they each got a paid vacation of one more week. And I'm sure, you know, so much of the school district, the people who run the schools, I'm sure they agree with Unique Robinson Murphy. Remember, the school district was trying to get Bernie Sanders here, trying to sponsor it or do whatever. You got the teacher union boss, Jenny Craig, who is a hardcore militant socialist. You've got, and it's amazing. Because in reading ex-Twitter, the number of public school teachers who posted horrible, hateful things about the assassination of Charlie Kirk, the numbers are astounding. They're absolutely astounding. Many of them are losing their jobs right now. But it's pretty bad.
Like I said before, it's freedom of speech until you're a public, until your business, your business is paying you, they could do whatever they want.
You know? Right.
They don't feel you're aligning with their agenda or.
Here's the thing with these two. Any other school district, because it's documented all over X Twitter, it's everywhere, they would be fired. But not the Ohio County schools. Not the Ohio County schools. They suspend them for a week, probably with pay, and then bring them back because secretly they support this. These people who run the school district, they support this. They love Bernie Sanders. Oh, my God. It's disgusting. Anyway, speaking of disgusting, what the hell is going on in your life?
Politics out of the schools, number one. Well, teach history and leave the politics alone.
Good luck with that.
You can teach politics, but just don't push your agenda. You know, let everybody make their own decision.
Indeed.
I seen some stuff the other day on Facebook, and I had experience in the fire department for years in West Virginia and Mozart and Triadelphia Valley Grove and I seen this thing in Fairview, which, if you don't know, is right by the Barnesville exit.
Right.
On 70, they had a tractor trailer wreck the other night, like 4 or 5 in the morning.
Oh.
And they had the cops there, fire department there, and the lane was shut down. And another truck came through and clipped the truck that was laying on its side.
Oh, my word.
They got another state policeman there, and they were clocking traffic, tracking trailers and cars at over 70 miles an hour in one lane with an emergency scene. So it's just so dangerous. And I've dealt with it before. I've seen trucks come down 2 Mile Hill. I'm talking in the 90s and had to go in the media, and everybody ran because he's coming down the hill so fast.
Yep.
And I'm not saying, like, we go with the truck driver. I'm a truck driver.
Well, wait a minute.
Get over. If somebody's on the side of the road and you see the four ways or triangles up, slow down. If you can't get over, don't call another wreck, but at least slow down and hug the line.
Could you tell?
If you get over, you need to get over.
Could you tell if that was one of those illegal foreigners driving?
No, I can't tell. They get so many accidents out there now in Guernsey County. It's all a lot of sand trucks, and the dynamic of the drivers has changed a lot over the last 7 years, 8 years, from what it originally started as, and now that it's got cheaper, and they can bring in lower-grade drivers for a lot less, just like everybody else did, that don't speak English as well. The CB communication's not there, but what the easiest thing to do is when you see a blue or red light on the interstate or any roadway, the automatic thing for you should be to slow down.
Well, wait a minute.
Get over.
Let me ask you a question regarding red and blue lights. I've noticed something now with trucks, mostly trucks. Pink and light purple lights. Not just blue and red, but I'm starting to see pink and light purple lights on trucks. What the hell's going on with you truckers?
Not you. Me has a regular light. This guy has regular lights. I won't, these guys that get their chrome show trucks and all this and that, they got extra money, I guess, and they go out and buy. I seen them with blue lights. You can have blue lights on your truck.
Yeah.
As long as they're not flashing. You can have red lights on your truck. It's supposed to be in the rear, but I see them underneath and on the sides of the front.
Right.
It's dangerous. To me, it should be illegal. It's dangerous. There's a lot of stuff that needs changed out here on the road that would just make sense. Besides, like, the getting over for traffic so you don't kill somebody in a construction zone, or they can't read the sign that says trucks use left lane, trucks use right lane. There's a reason. There's a reason why, that they do that.
Why do they pick pink and purple? Are they trying to make a statement about their
it's just what they sell. There's green, pink, purple. They got these stupid eyes now that they put in the window, and they're going down the road, and they're sleeping at night, and it's got an eye in the window. I don't know, no clue. They see it on TikTok. They hit the buy button in the middle of the night, and they buy it. You know what I mean?
What's the craziest thing you've seen with these specialized trucks?
The craziest thing I've ever seen?
Yeah.
There's a guy on Facebook. He's got this flat black old semi. And he's got spikes and you name it, just everything under the sun attached to this. It looks like that movie with Mel Gibson where they have the attack vehicles and he's coming to fight everybody and he's got lights all over it. And some of these guys are just ridiculous.
Warrior?
It's a Fiesta or something. I don't understand it.
Something's going on with your trucking industry, but I'm more concerned, not even concerned is the right word, about your domestic life. Okay, you've got Christy, who you're telling me now hates me, and you've got your daughter, the volleyball girl, who also hates me, and I'm just wondering, is the reason why you're always on the road and far away from them, is this by design? Is this actually a good thing for your marriage and your family?
Dimitri, I'm going to sound like Brett Kavanaugh right now. I'm just going to answer this the easy way. I'm going to plead, I'm going to take the fifth on that, I like beer. I drink beer. I like beer. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Oh, God. Oh, God, this poor woman.
I got to live with them.
Well, they got to live with you.
I got one thing with the water break.
Yeah.
So my neighbor that sells cannabis, I guess, he come down.
Wait a minute. Whoa. Don't bury the lead. Your neighbor who sells cannabis, you live next to a drug dealer?
Legal.
Oh,
he works from 1 to 9 every day.
Oh, okay.
Legal cannabis distributor.
What street corner?
Go ahead.
What street corner?
I can't give that information out.
Okay.
You tell me your address, I'll give you mine.
All right, go on.
Because I don't have an Israeli ex-trooper with machine gun
IDF
protecting me like you do.
Natan. Hi, Natan. Yes, former IDF. They let him keep his Uzi,
right.
And he does a great job here. He really does. Anyway, go on.
But anyhow, I hit that water line. I fixed it, and I told him, I said, being a good neighbor, I said, hey, you might want to check your water because your little black diamond's still spinning. I said, shut it off at your main entrance to your house, and we'll see if it's outside to make sure I fixed it right. And he did, but it wasn't leaking, so it was in his house. This poor guy's water, he just bought this house a couple months ago, has been running since the day he moved in. And a spare bedroom bathroom that they don't use, his septic overflowed.
Oh.
And that's why, and it's just, well, now the septic tank is really clean. It's full of clear water, and it's been running. So all he had to do is jiggle the handle. So that probably cost him about $500-$600 a month.
Oh.
And he hasn't got his first bill yet. But I'm sure he'll be happy when it comes. But I was glad to make sure, I'm glad I helped him out. And that's what I say, help your neighbors out. It don't matter who they are. I don't know the guy. I've never even met him yet. I talked to him on the phone, yelled through the woods, hey, neighbor, and that's about it. So I was glad I could help him out. But back to the interstate thing.
Yeah.
That's really serious for me. And I know you want to talk and give me stir. I'm giving trouble at home. But I just can't do it. If you go to a site on Facebook, it's called Chief's Corner, and this guy is a fire chief in the Antrim Fire Department, and he puts out a lot of good information about what's going on in Guernsey County, from Barnesville, St. Clairsville, wherever. Great guy. I don't want to put his name out or anything. You look it up yourself. If he wants me to do it, I'll do it. But anyhow, he's the Antrim Fire Chief. I know that. Chief's Corner. That was so dangerous the other night. I'm asking people just to, you gotta slow down. You gotta pay attention. Somebody's gonna get killed that we don't need killed. And, it doesn't make sense. Now, the sad thing is that I see a lot of people talking about that one in Tuscarawas too, where that guy, he only got like so many months, per victim. And that guy was not a foreigner, And, they couldn't determine if he was even on the phone because his phone burned up. So I don't want to put all the blame on the foreigners, but I put the blame on people that can't read and that are not doing things the right way.
Indeed. Hey, we're almost out of time here. When can we get Christy on with you? Does she ever come with you on these trips?
No. She's too busy riding the Amish around.
What?
She rides the Amish around. She makes more money than me.
Oh, we've got to talk about that tomorrow.
Right.
She rides the Amish around. Christy.
I bring my kids up here tomorrow. You watch them till Friday.
Oh, yeah. Bring them over here. Natan, armed security guard, will take care of them. Yeah, Christy, the Amish runner. All right. We'll be talking about that.
Get it right.
Drive.
The Yoder Toter.
Yeah. Well, you live the most bizarre life of anyone I've ever met. All right, sir. You have a great day. We'll talk tomorrow. Mr. Big Willie, ladies and gentlemen.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, my God. Oh, so now we know about Christy. She drives around the Amish. You know they've got to have some good stories there. We'll try to get her on someday.